Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. So much to see and experience this time of year. Make some reservations to visit the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and get set for some stark beauty. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. The last week of rain has really cleared the air and left the plants of the garden squeaky clean. If you come to the garden driving down Crenshaw, you can see the hybrid coral trees are beginning to bloom. These trees are wonderful specimen trees if you have room for a 40 to 60 foot tree and grow here along the verge and inside the garden around the grass collection at the back of the amphitheater. The wonderful scalding orange flowers begin blooming well before the trees leaf out in the later spring. Also in the verge, and no matter which direction you come from to get to the garden, the peach trees along the entrance drive are blooming, as are many of the peach trees inside the garden. If you look closely around the garden, you can see many stone fruit trees in bloom. So far, most of the cherry trees have bloom, and now the peach trees are blooming. Some appear to be chimera peach trees, which are trees that have different DNA strains expressing in the same plant. That gives us a mix of flowers on the same tree, some that are hot pink, some that are white, and some that are white with irregular pink stripes. Inside the garden, a few of the huge pots have gotten a facelift and are now planted with fresh plants. The vine in the pots are mandevillas. These will bear watching as they are a wonderful vining plant that will spill over the side of the pot with a waterfall of spectacular hot red flowers. Along the walkway of the children's garden, the candy tuft is blooming. This sweetly scented stark white carpet of flowers is one that will grow along the walkway or in the crevices of a rock garden. Similar to sweet alyssum, it has a larger flower and a shorter blooming season, but tougher root systems that help it survive year after year. If you move along the walkway to the California Native Collection growing up behind the tram stop, the gorgeous California buckeye tree is leafing out now. These trees are oddly suited to California as they seem to have adjusted growing seasons to leaf out earlier in the year during the late winter and early spring when the rainy season is here. Then they go dormant earlier than many other trees during the dry season. Also beautiful just now is the scent of the Bee's Bliss sage in the air, a wonderful salvia that makes a tough ground cover. But do mind, it really is full of bees. And see the mounding California sunflowers. These perennial sunny yellow daisy-like flowers are a true ray of nectar for the many butterflies attracted to them. Native to the dry and rocky areas along the Pacific Ocean, they grow from woody, tough root systems and return year after year. Do beware in this area of the prickly pear cactus that bites. It hangs over the pathway somewhat, and if you don't see it, it will bite you, leaving behind a half an inch of cactus pear hooked by a sharp barb through your jeans and into your leg. I speak from experience. If you hike along the pathway of the aloe collection, see the cattail aloe and the aloe acaulata. Both are beautifully in bloom and attracting hummingbirds and other pollinators. It's easy to see why the cattail aloe is called cattail. Walking out Tram Road and turning on Lakeview Road just before the curve, if you look to your right, there's a California bay tree just off the path. The California bay is the only native laurel and is a tree that indigenous peoples used medicinally and as a food source for hundreds of years. Interestingly, the wood is also prized for use in the backs and sides of acoustic guitars. Then see the prostrate acacia on the side of Tram Road just before the rare fruit orchard. This plant of gray leaves and yellow puffballs of bloom is a wonderful ground cover. It is drought tolerant and will spread up to 30 feet, being useful in garden borders, and is charming spilling over rock walls. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.